This is The Mudroom, uncommon sense parenting classes with your parenting coach, Alana Robinson. Weekly nuggets of developmentally appropriate parenting wisdom to help you parent your toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners more effectively with less effort. The Mudroom is recorded live on Facebook every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, here's Alana.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Mudroom, our weekly free uncommon sense parenting class. How's everyone doing this week? I am not gonna lie, y'all. I am really enjoying having my kids back in school. I have gotten so much done the last 2 weeks, and as much as I enjoy the freedom of summertime, I can't deny it's lovely to have them back in class, and they're so happy to be there. They're so happy to be seeing their friends again. Okay, so today we're talking about the difference between being authoritative and authoritarian. So many parents, but especially dads, seem to have this concern with their authority in their household. They want to be in charge and they want their kids to understand that they're in charge. And generally that means that when their kids don't listen, and I'm putting that in air quotes because we know that really they have weak skills and are dysregulated, they start to play the heavy. And that's usually when things start to spiral out of control. When I do reassurance calls with parents who are looking to enroll in Parentability, this is probably dad's first concern, but moms are also worried about it. And there's this big misconception that by parenting responsively, that we're letting our kids get away with bad behavior, being doormats, or that our kids will grow up entitled and contemptuous of authority, which could not be further from the truth. Before we get into it though, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Alana Robinson and I'm a parenting coach for parents of toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners. I help you understand why your kids are misbehaving and how to fix it without stickers, counting to three, or losing your shit. I'm your host here on The Mudroom. I'm also the host of the Parenting Posse Facebook group and the creator of the Parentability program where I help you raise well-behaved kids who listen. While you're here, don't forget to like and subscribe so that you never miss another class. And if you're catching this as a podcast on either iTunes or Spotify, I would really appreciate a review if you find this or any other episodes helpful. Okay, so authoritative versus authoritarian. Let's begin by defining them. Authoritarian means to be a dictator. Authoritarian parents tend to set very strict rules and expectations for kids, often with very little reasoning, or at least very little explanation surrounding the reasoning. Authoritarian parents tend to embrace a because I said so approach. Usually there is very little warning about their expectations. They make the rules up on the fly and they expect everyone around them to comply the moment they drop a command or boundary. Generally, they expect to be blindly obeyed and they have very little regard for anyone else's wants or needs. Anything less than total obedience is seen as defiance and disrespect, and generally every interaction with the child has an undercurrent of threat to it. You're going to do what I say, when I say it, or you will get hurt, is the general message. Authoritative, however, means to be a leader. Authoritative parents tend to have very clear boundaries and limits, and they generally communicate those boundaries and limits ahead of time and give clear expectations of what the consequences will be if those boundaries and limits are crossed. Usually they explain the reasoning for these boundaries and limits. They want their kids to understand the reason that they are in place. They proactively give their children structured opportunities to express their perspective, wants, and needs, and they actually take them into consideration. They still have the final say though. This is what's happening. You don't have to like it, but that doesn't change the plan, is the message. When parents are authoritarian, when you don't listen to your children, have no regard for their concerns, you expect to be blindly obeyed without question and are threatening, that does immense damage to your relationship with your child. But when we collaborate with our children, when we hear their concerns and take them into consideration, we build trust. We ensure that our kids will come to us when they're facing something difficult, when they're in trouble and they need our help to make it right. We show them how to have respectful disagreements, how to work through differences of opinion, and how to resolve conflict. We show them how to be accountable for their actions, and we demonstrate empathy. And none of this means that they just get to do whatever they want or that there aren't boundaries. Collaborating means that everybody's concerns are given equal weight. So if a solution doesn't address your concerns, then we're not going to use it. Collaboration is not a compromise. Plus, you'll have a lot more buy-in because it's really hard to rebel against a solution that you helped create, which means there's way fewer meltdowns and your house is 1,000 times more peaceful. The truth is, children who are parented in an authoritative way actually listen better. Because as we've discussed in previous episodes on yelling and listening, you need two things to listen: strong executive skills and the ability to self-regulate. When someone is threatening you, overtly or not, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to self-regulate. Threats activate our limbic system, which does not have access to our executive functioning skills. So when we're feeling unsafe in any way, shape, or form, we physically lose the ability to use the tools we need to listen and follow directions. We've already talked about this, as I said, in previous episodes on yelling and on listening. How when we don't feel safe, you need cortisol in order to access those skills. Which is why when parents initially start to play the heavy and be extremely strict, yes, things do initially improve somewhat. But cortisol in large, consistent quantities is corrosive. It actually eats away at your brain. And when we become chronically dysregulated, when dysregulation becomes our new normal, we become unable to do anything without it. This is why often when my clients switch from being authoritarian to authoritative, it feels like their kids are taking advantage and getting away with a lot at first, because comparatively they are. Their behavior often becomes worse for a period of time because they don't have the ability to regulate at all anymore. But once they rediscover safety and calm, and we reestablish calm as our status quo, generally we see a huge uptick in competency, responsibility, and independence, because now they have access to their skills on a consistent basis. Now, using their skills results in stronger skills. They're learning again. They're not just surviving. So if you've been burning out trying to run an epically tight ship because you think it's the only way to solve your child's behavior struggles, here is your permission to let that shit go. It's not actually serving you. It's making the problem far worse, in fact. You can go much further with a lot less effort and energy simply by teaching your child to self-regulate, build strong executive skills, and think critically. And that's what we teach you to do in Parentability, step by step. So if you'd like to check that out, I'd ask that all my potential clients go through my free workshop first. You'll find the link in the description. I'd also like to invite you to the Parenting Posse Facebook group. It's our free peer support group where we discuss all of these topics. We have a fantastic group of mods who can guide you further if necessary. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'll see you next week for another Uncommon Sense Parenting class. Bye.
You've been listening to The Mudroom, Uncommon Sense Parenting Classes with Alana Robinson. If you like what you just heard, remember to join us live every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Facebook. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, share, and connect with us in the Parenting Posse Facebook group. This has been an Alana Robinson Family Services production.